When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Earth, the following podcast is not real. Okay, bear with me on this one. After an extensive third-party review of our fake podcast, I've been tasked with becoming more relatable, as if such a thing were possible. So, here goes. You know that thing where you're late for your court date because a family has sued you for lurking outside their house late at night, just so you can finish the battle royale staring contest you've been having with the family cat, trying to prove to it once and for all whose ancient spirit is the most indomitable? And then you duck into a cafe to grab a medium black coffee, and they only have small and large? Frustrating, right? Okay, now that we've realized we're all basically the same person, who's ready for another round of what critics are calling my brother and me, but renamed not my brother, a shouter and addle? You are? So am I. Make sure and share how alike we are with those inevitable marketing robo surveys. For now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 6 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Thankfully, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Although currently we're actually just sort of trying to hide from the Dark Lord, I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's a talking badger, Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you for saying shapeshifter. I feel like that's rare.
Would you rather I say you're a talking badger, Chunt the Shapeshifter, or he's a shapeshifter, Chunt the Talking Badger?
He's a shapeshifter. Gotta love him. I feel like that's kind of fun. But also, Arnie, you're so caught up in saying someone's name and then saying what they are. I feel like you're trying to just put us all in this little box. Like, I don't say, this is Arnie, my friend, the Earth human. I just say, this is Arnie. He's my best friend.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Well, that's fair.
And I say that to people, too, because that's like the thing that makes me interesting here. I'm like, hey, I'm from another world. I don't know if you have you ever noticed I say that a lot? I'm from another world. It's kind of almost my thing.
That was your pickup line.
My pickup line?
Yeah.
Well,
you say it to me whenever you want me to pick up the check.
Speaking of picking it up, come on, let's pick up the pace. Keep moving. We've already been passed by 7 different carriages. We're not going to get down this shitty, dirty, muddy road by ourselves.
Hold on. One of my legs is stuck in this hole. Let me just I'll get it out. Oh, so many holes.
It's pretty miserable out here today.
Do you have rot holes on Earth, Arnie?
Rot holes?
Yeah, they're holes that rot inside the ground. Usually it means something burrowed into the ground and died in there. You know, rot holes.
You know, a rot hole.
A rot hole?
You scream at your alderman to fix the fucking rot holes? Rot holes! Come on, Arnie, rot holes! Well, you know, rot holes? Come on, rot holes!
Rot holes? Okay.
Meet the rot holes!
Usador, this is humiliating. Like, why? Can't you magic us some form of transportation? Why are we hitchhiking on this rot hole infested road?
So now you agree they do exist?
I mean, I can only take your word for it.
Yes, we are all in agreement that there are rot holes where we do step.
but we gladly step down this muddy, filthy road on the path towards adventure. For you here are led by none other than Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, which is very relevant, as this very road shall take us to no other kingdom than that of the Belleroth in the northeast, where all shall refer to me as such.
Well, that's right. What do they call you in the northeast again? I kind of phase out when you're doing your full name.
Gaswanius Maystar?
Gaswanius. All right. Yeah,
it's close enough.
I always thought it was Gaswanius.
Yeah, I've said it a few different ways. Let's not focus on that.
Yeah,
let's just keep walking.
Say,
we have to get down the road here. Time is of the essence.
Ever since we stopped...
Usador, did something happen to you? Like,
for the Dark Lord's forces surround us even now, and there is no escape. We must prepare ourselves, gird our loins against the oncoming onslaught of evil.
Oh, I forgot to guard my loins. Oh, did I tell you two that I taught Seance how to scream your names?
Oh,
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Seance. Do Arnie. No, Arnie. Scream it. Good. And now scream Usador. Very good. Here's some, I don't know what this fucking cat eats. Here's a thumbs up. Feast on that.
You don't know what your cat eats?
I've never seen him eat. Like, I put food in front of him, and it sometimes will disappear. But, you know, he's dead. He's a skeleton. I don't know where it goes.
In the middle of the night, I've noticed that Seance sometimes, I stay up late, and Seance looks very hungry, so I'll kill a mouse, and then it'll eat the ghost mouse.
I've been so stupid.
Usador, late at night? How late at night? Remember the two rules of Seance, the undead cat?
11:59.
Oh, phew.
Okay. I always forget that... There's such specific demarcations of time in this world. You wouldn't guess it. You wouldn't guess that there would be an 11:59 in a magical world, but there is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very precise system.
Oh, wait. When I gave a thumbs up to Seance, that carriage slowed down. It zoomed off again. Here, let me put my thumb out again. That thumbs up, I think, is drawing people to us. I think a thumbs up, you know, lets people know, hey, we're cool. We're all right. We're safe.
Also, you're saying, hey, you're doing a great job of driving.
Yeah, great job, everyone.
Great job driving, everyone.
People like validation.
I say that.
Another carriage.
A carriage.
I say that. Travelers on the road.
We be travelers. Do you address us here?
Yes. Wizard. Badger. Person.
He got it in one.
I'm from another world.
Also, you saw, I never realized you're a blue traveler.
That's true.
What be your name, good sir?
Kreflin.
Dreflin.
Kreflin.
Kreflin?
Kreflin.
Kreflin.
You know, Kreflin.
Kreflin.
Oh.
It's a common enough name, Kreflin.
Oh, Kreflin.
Okay. No, not O Kreflin. Like the author. No, just Kreflin.
Wait, I'm not familiar with the author, O Kreflin.
Oh, Kreflin? You gotta be kidding me.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
The famous short stories of O Kreflin.
Oh, yeah, they're very ironic. There's one where a man sells his own hair so that he can buy his wife a winter solstice present, and then his wife jumps into a river.
Hmm.
She doesn't love him.
Yeah, and there's one where a princess is falling asleep on top of several mattresses. And then she gets an inkling, and she suddenly knows that the bottom mattress has been peed on.
Oh.
Yeah, because the inkling tells her, because it's a little bit of ink that's alive.
You'll have to forgive my friend Arnie. He's, oh, shit.
I'm doing it.
No, what? I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Now, I don't like to label people. As far as I'm concerned, he's just your friend. What further information can you provide?
That's what I've been saying.
You see, he's from another world, and he doesn't always know our customs and our ways. So he doesn't know who O'Krefnin is. He doesn't know the name Kreflin, and that it's similar to the name Drefnin or Drefna. But, you know, they're just common food names. But to him, they have bizarre names on their planet, like, what's one of the weird names on your world? Oh.
Steve?
Steve.
Oh, Steve?
No, not O. Steve. That's the author.
Well, there's also Henry.
Oh, Henry?
Yeah. Oh, and what was the one you said last night in your sleep? Bismarcky?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you've got what I need.
No, wait. Money? Do you want money? Whatever it takes. We're just so tired of walking, please.
Well, I could use a blowjob.
Huh.
Well?
You see, one of the wheels is stuck here in one of these rot holes, and if the wizard could use his powerful lungs to push this carriage forward...
Yes, I'll do a blowjob here and make sure that we can move forward.
Yes, I would say, if you could give me a nice blowjob, I would take all the three of you right here down this shitty, dirty, muddy road. I'll warn you, though, this only goes one kingdom. It's a dead-end road.
Well, I'll be honest. Instead of using my wind breath to give you a blowjob, I could just suck it off. I just get all the mud right off of there. Just suck it right off.
Well...
Would you prefer that I sucked it off?
Blowjob, suck it off. Whatever you like to call it, my friend.
Is it an all-terrain vehicle? Because I could give it Jeep throat.
Now listen, I don't know what technically that means. I'm just saying my carriage is stuck in a rot hole. So, come on, make good with it.
I could dry hump it.
Stand back. I'm about to use my powerful lungs to help free this carriage.
Usador, why did you breathe all of that mud into your lungs? That can't be good for you.
It's good for the carriage. You know, you put something cold in your mouth and then it feels nice for the carriage.
Yeah, I just got a little case of mud lung. No big deal.
Better than aqua lung.
Well, that sure did me right. Golly! Haven't had a blowjob like that in years. Oh, perfect. Came almost right away.
I was happy to do it, and I swallowed all the mud. I just swallowed the whole thing, so I hope you feel better now.
All right, well, the three of you have certainly made my day. You're welcome to jump back in there and join my passenger, but I warn you, you can't say who he is.
I can't say, or I shouldn't say?
You shouldn't say, and you can't.
Well, we can't see in the back, so we couldn't say who it is.
Once you get in, you might know who it is. And if you do, you can't say. Not to each other. How do I know what?
How do you know what I can and cannot say?
That's royalty back there.
Your Majesty.
I've said too much.
Well, our lips are sealed. Certainly we would ne'er want to reveal royalty out here on the road where they are so vulnerable to pickpockets and brigands and the like. Trust here that this wizard shall ply his trade in the protection of thine very royal personage.
Yeah, because they want to kill him, this guy. I'll tell you what, we've had lots of assassination attempts already.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's Tom Blaine Belleroth back there.
Oh, you're not supposed to say it. You can't say it.
You're not supposed
to
say it.
No, but no. Okay, I'm saying you can't say it.
But you just said it.
Listen, but I was telling you so that you wouldn't tell anybody.
But you just told me.
You know how hard it's been? Every town I go into, I say, listen, that's Tom Blaine Belleroth back there. Now you better not tell anybody.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
There are a lot of people around here just milling about. They can hear you talking.
All right, if anybody heard me say that that's Tom Blaine Belleroth back there, then they better shut up about it.
Yes, here now. No longer shall anyone speak of this royal personage, lest they face the wrath of Usador.
Anne Krefnin? She's one of my favorite authors.
Married to Mel Brooks, right?
Oh, I love Anne Krefnin. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful stories.
Arnie, have you ever been to Mel Brooks?
No, I haven't.
It's a beautiful place. Anne Krefnin loved it so much she married it.
Oh, she married
the town.
The place?
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks.
Huh.
Nothing?
I guess you've been here long enough that not everything tickles you.
Yeah, he's been around long enough. I guess he doesn't care about hearing a history of the world, part one, or any other parts that may come, so we're wasting our time.
All right, mind your space balls back there.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that when you go back there and sit, everybody has space for their balls.
Yep, we're guarding our loins. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Crafting. Here, open the door. Let's say hello to our friend. Everyone else, climb in.
Wow, it's nice in here. I feel bad about all the mud and shit on my pants.
I didn't think there'd be quite so many neon lamps.
Yeah.
Hello?
Tomblade? Oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to say it.
No, you're not supposed to say it. Although, I think Krefton maybe just has the rules of inside and outside mixed up.
I could be.
Wait a minute. Who goes there?
Ah, tis I, your best friend, Usador the Blue.
Usador, you wouldn't believe who I am, but I can't tell you.
Oh, your secret's safe with me, Tom Blaine. I don't know who you are.
No, I can't tell you that I'm Tom Blaine. Oh, I am, but I can't tell you that.
Oh, then who are you?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, but how should I refer to you then so that others don't know who you are?
Just look at me when you're talking.
Okay.
And then I'll know who you're talking to.
Okay.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Arnie Chunt, this is my friend, Biz Markie.
So nice to meet you.
I'm just a friend.
Wink, wink.
Yes, I say I'm just a friend.
Well, thank you for the ride. I'm just so excited that you've got what we need.
Yes, now lean in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good friends and boon companions.
Yeah.
It is I, Tom Blaine Belleroth.
Shh, you can't say that.
Shh. Don't tell anyone.
Shh. Okay.
Don't tell anyone. Because I'm headed back on the shitty, dirty, muddy road to the northeast.
Oh, sorry, I gasped because the way you're leaning over, you're not leaving enough space for your balls. We were giving...
Oh, sorry, yes, no, you've got to mind your space balls, yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you're going to get a case of the Blazing Saddles if you're not careful.
Ooh, yes, that's not good. My dear friends.
Dear friend, whose name shall be unspoken, know this, we too are traveling to the northeast, for we have within Arnie's brain a secret artifact that may be the very key to defeating the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Is it imagination?
Maybe.
I hope not.
It's the most powerful weapon. It's within my brain, too.
I mean...
Friends, we could all use our imaginations to defeat the Dark Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be that, but if it turns out being like... The whole thing we needed was love the whole time, or imagination, or some bullshit, I'm gonna be... pretty disappointed.
Wait a minute. Let's see how it goes. So, TB, if I may, a wink wink. Let's see this imagination at play. Should we give you a suggestion of something?
Yes. Entire worlds can be created with just imagination.
Oh boy, now the pressure's on for the perfect suggestion. I'm going to say banana or pineapple.
Don't need imagination. Magic. I can make a whole world on whatever I want to.
Hello, I'm a banana or a pineapple.
No, you're not.
What?
What are you talking about?
No, but suspend your disbelief for but one moment and let him continue.
Okay.
Hello, I'm a banana or a pineapple.
Hi, I'm Chunt, and this is my my dead cat seance.
And scene. Amazing.
Huh.
That was good.
Did you see when the banana or the pineapple talked? And you didn't know, and that's mystery, that's suspense, that's drama.
I was really pulled into the world that you created, so much so that I was inspired to take this banana that I actually have in my hand and create an entire universe within it with my magic. Here, if I peel it open, you can see the stars whirling around inside and new life being formed.
No, that's boring. That's real. Imagination is powerful.
Okay,
imagination
well, I'm seeing this banana then.
Imagination is more powerful... than reality, because you can imagine anything, but reality is boring.
Well, I mean...
Have you ever read Anne Kreffnin?
Oh, yeah, I love Anne Kreffnin. Married to Mel Brooks?
Yes. Oh, God. Love Mel Brooks.
It's beautiful there.
Oh, so lovely. My friends, it's good to clap eyes upon you again.
It is?
It's good to see you. I can't remember the last time we saw you. Were you a series of bats back then? I can't even remember. You've played so many parts.
Well, partially I'm always a series of bats because I'm an actor and that's a role that I've played, so I can sneak into that role or out of it anytime I choose. But now I'm taking on my most complex role of all. Myself.
Oh, that was weird because you held up a dinner roll while you said that and I never mind. I thought you were going to do something else.
No, yes, this is also the most complex roll I've ever eaten.
Is it? Did you sort of put a universe inside of it, just like you did with the banana?
I don't know, but it's very difficult to eat. I can't quite crack it, but I am committed to figuring out this roll. And also figuring out the role of myself, which I'm now playing.
Mm.
I've got to get it because I've got to sit on the throne.
Mm. I have to say, you know, some people might disagree, but I think playing yourself is kind of the most impressive acting work a person can do.
Well, is there anything, TB, wink, wink, is there anything we can do to help you prepare for this role? It seems like we're on our way to the Belleroth Kingdom anyway.
Well, it's difficult because there are assassins around every corner. You might remember my sister, Trachea Aurelia Belleroth.
Oh, of course.
Oh, wants me killed so that I cannot take the throne. But first, I must go to the cave and do the bat dance.
That's right.
Right.
Tomblain, this is wonderful news. You ascending to the throne and creating some order where there's been naught but chaos with the shattering of the Dark Lord and all the evil doings that have been going on here in Foon. Oh, I am quite honored and blessed to hereby give mine staff and mine sword and all of my magical ability to thee.
Okay, let me just make... I'm trying to make a list of everything I've got. So you're giving me your sword.
Yeah.
And then how many people are on your staff?
Oh, no, this magical staff with the hextite crystal at the top.
Okay.
It's a magical staff for casting spells.
Oh, so just the stick then?
Yeah, just the stick. Well, I mean, I guess, well, okay, I guess Chund and Ani could be my staff.
Whoa, hold on. I'm not part of our staff.
Great.
Well,
all right.
I would be on your staff, but ever since you were casting spells and I didn't get a callback, fuck you.
Well, I'm offering you a job now. And, you know, I'm going to be contracting out to the Belleroth. So, you know, what are your demands? What do you want?
I guess this limp piece of hay has been kind of shitty to have as a weapon, so maybe an upgrade from that? Maybe like a solid piece of hay?
Here. You hand it to me, and I shall use my magic upon it.
You have to touch it to use your magic?
This time, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just hand it to me.
Make sure there's space balls.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm good. Heroth Chora Korototh Arching Kala. Here, now. It's a dagger. A deadly dagger made of the darkest steel.
I asked for solid hay instead of limp.
Oh, okay,
hay.
Here, hand it back, sorry.
Also, you had to do all that to turn hay into a dagger,
yeah.
But you just rattled off nothing and you put a universe inside a banana?
Yeah, don't tell me how to do my job. I'm going to tell you how to do yours.
Hey, you slapped the hay out of my mouth.
If wizard's spells were, their length was proportional to what they did, that wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't be magic. That's just math.
And I guess now that you're saying that, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, I don't know the rest of it.
Oh, fuck, I'm really bought in on that now. What?
I was just shouting off the top of my dome. I don't know where this goes. It just came to me.
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, there'd be candies and nuts in the middle of a lot of our sentences.
Yes, I mean, it's a common spell. You can turn words into candies.
Yeah.
I've seen Gasmoenus do it.
Here, watch. Strawberry.
Turn into a dagger made of the darkest steel.
Yeah, here, give me that dagger back real quick. I'm going to turn it into hard hay. There you go. Hard hay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have taken the dagger, personally.
Yeah, if wishes were horses, then you'd make a horse on your birthday when it was time to blow out the candles. It wouldn't be convenient.
And that's where horses come from.
Yes, that's where. But that's what that expression is. If wishes were horses.
If wishes were kishes and genies were teeny.
Keep
Arnie,
it going.
Arnie, help me out. John, you've got to stop starting expressions and without any idea where they're going to end up. That's like, just don't jump off of that cliff. You have to have a clear ending point.
If bugs were rugs, no one would complain about coming to my house.
Wait, you know what? I changed my...
If everyone's glasses were made of molasses, then we'd all be sweet to look at.
Aw,
that's the kind of works for me, yeah. That's why he's going to be king. That's why he's going to be king.
Oh, I got one. If breaks were stakes, then we're about to eat a T-bone. We'll be right back after this. What?
Don't improvise. It's not in your skill set.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain. Miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
So, Tom Blaine, as you're heading to the Northeast, which I've got to say is very convenient for us, because that's where we're going. We can all ride together.
Perfect. And I'm happy to have you by my side. There may be challenges ahead of me. I have reason to believe that many people want me dead. Here, open this envelope.
Okay. There's a weird puff of smoke came out of it.
Yep, that's poison.
What?
People have been sending me this kind of stuff.
That's perfect. That's why you want us on staff with you, because you want someone to be your poison tester. And what a perfect job for Arnie.
I just fully breathed that in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Arnie, calm down. You don't want to get too excited. I think what I saw was anthrax. Now, what it is having been an insect myself, some people will chop up ant thoraxes very finely until it's just a nice white powder. Then they'll put that inside an envelope, have somebody open it, and they'll ingest it. Now, if you keep calm, it won't course through your bloodstream, but if you get excited, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, no.
Just try to keep calm.
I have a surefire solution here. Arnie, if you don't want to keep calm, you can take this empty bottle, and you can breathe out just the particulate of the thing you breathed in into the empty bottle. That's why I always keep an empty bottle. Do you know how to isolate the exact things you breathed in and breathed out just the parts you don't want?
No.
Well, I'm just lazy.
Yeah, that's on you, dude.
I guess I'll try to stay calm.
Yeah, just stay calm then.
Okay.
Are you calm?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sweating a little bit.
Arnie! Are you calm? Are you calm, Arnie?
No.
Calm down!
Arnie, I can't express to you how vividly important it is for you to stay calm right now.
If you don't stay calm, most assuredly, I shall come and hunt thee to thine very death.
Arnie, keep calm and carry on. I'm sorry, carry me on your back.
Yeah.
I'm covering your eyes. I'm covering your eyes. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Cover your eyes.
Hold on, everyone. Hold on. We may not be helping here. Ani, I want you to sit down. I want you to think calm thoughts.
Yeah.
You're in Mel Brooks. Yeah. Think of how calming it is.
Ooh.
You are inside.
Well, it's not calming because I'm not going to be dead and loving it. If something happens to me, it's going to be bad.
Here, look out at the passing landscape. Look at this rot hole.
Oh, that's right, rot holes.
No, look out of this wrought iron hole.
Oh.
That shows you the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful, isn't it?
I guess so.
Isn't that nice? And Arnie, think to yourself, if poison were cousins and you kissed your poison, you'd be grounded for a day.
God, I hope that's not the last thing I hear before I die.
No. Don't worry about it. Look, let me distract you by telling you some of the other challenges I've had. Here, okay. Open this box.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, doesn't seem like anything happened, does it?
Yeah.
Seems very minor.
Seems all right.
That's good.
A red pee-hole dragon was in there.
Oh,
fuck.
Yes, you feel it now. No. You feel That's it bad. Now. That's what happened to me last week. A tiny dragon went into my pee hole.
Oh, no. I was hoping I was misunderstanding. I was like, look, Arnie, just because there's a potential for this to be interpreted in a dirty way, it doesn't mean it is. But it sounds like, and it, I gotta say, it feels like it is a red dragon that goes up my pee hole.
Yeah.
Now, is this one of the dragons that breathes fire? Is it going to burn when he pees?
I think it will. So, you see what kind of things I've been dealing with. People are sending me letters with poison, boxes with red pee-hole dragons in them. I mean, this is very dangerous. I can't even begin to tell you. Here, look through this.
Now you've got a little black circle around your eye. You look like an idiot.
Oh, God.
If we don't do something about that, your eye will dissolve.
What? My eye will dissolve?
These are the kinds of things that people send me. I mean, do you have any sense of how serious this is? Here, eat this.
Yeah, I do. I gotta say, I have a real strong sense of how serious this is.
He just gave you something to eat. Eat the thing he gave you.
Oh, God, you're lucky that I'll eat anything someone puts in my hand. Okay, what the fuck is that gonna do to me?
I know Tom Blaine's in the middle of a thing here, but can we talk about the sounds that Arnie makes when he eats?
Oh, it's like a cow eating cud.
It's not ideal.
So many mouth sounds. I heard we lose 10 listeners an episode because of Arnie's chewing sounds.
Anyway, what does the food do, Tom Blaine?
Why is that the only thing we have accurate analytics on? For some reason, that's the one thing that we are very confident about. It's how many listeners we lose every week.
That's how you say that? Huh. Huh, I kept pressing the button to show me analytics.
What do you eat? What do you eat?
A doom cracker.
Oh, no.
That sounds bad.
Arnie, keep calling.
No, it's very bad. And this is the kinds of things that people send me right now. And that can pull you into another universe. Now, luckily, what likely has happened is what happened to me, which is it pulled the red pee-hole dragon into another universe. You're welcome.
Well, that's good.
If you feel like that red pee-hole dragon's still there, I have this empty bottle. You can just put it up here. Let me put the bottle next to your penis.
No.
Space balls.
No. I don't want you to suck off the pee.
I did it with the wagon. I can just suck that dragon right out of there.
No, I know. That's okay. I appreciate
Arnie,
it.
Arnie, I don't want my friend to die. Let him suck the pee-hole dragon out of you.
I think it's gone.
You look very uncomfortable.
He did eat the cracker, so maybe it's gone, but if it's not, you let me know, and we'll just take care of it.
Your pants are smoking.
I thought they quit. Arnie,
so
buddy.
That's how I know you're a liar. Your pants are smoking. Liar, Arnie. Liar, pants on fire.
Is that where that comes from?
Yes, it's if you have a pee-hole dragon, but you're too nervous to let your friend suck it out.
Yeah, the smoke just starts to come out of the pee hole, and I'm we're all men in tight pants, so like the smoke kind of starts to.
Arnie, buddy,
we talked about how tight all of our pants are on the podcast because we
so
all
tight.
Wear...
Look, we have to help Arnie. He's going to die from all these things, and it's giving me high anxiety.
We're all the producers of our own stress right now. keep calm. Arnie, I don't want to make too big a deal out of this because I'm trying to keep you calm, but STDs are nothing to fuck around with, okay? STDs, of course, standing for such a tiny dragon.
Oh, no.
Now, we need to get that out of there, okay?
Life stinks, I think.
Now, look, I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not saying I'm a 1,000-year-old man, but I wasn't born yesterday, all right? Now, you have to disclose if you have an STD before you engage in any consensual activity with anyone, because you don't want to, weeks later, have to go to someone's door and be like, hey, you know that wonderful night that we spent together? Well, I had such a tiny dragon in my pee hole, and now you might have that tiny dragon wherever I put my pee hole.
Or its eggs.
That reminds me, Tom Lane, how's the love life?
Oh, very, very good.
Oh, good.
Well, confusing.
Oh,
because, even better. Yes, do you know what a love triangle is?
I don't.
Well, it's a geometric shape that falls in love with you and chases you around. It's got three sides to it.
Well, I know what a triangle is.
Oh, okay, so it's that, but for love.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you know what love is?
What?
Oh, I was asking you, sir, do you know what love is?
No, Chunt. I'm not sure that I do.
You've had a rough couple weeks, you see. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Anyway. But there's a triangle that's in love with you and following you around wherever you go?
Yes, and in addition to that, I'm in love with two different people.
Oh. Before we ask about that, is it a cute triangle?
It is a cute. It is a cute.
Oh.
You can't just ask that question, Usador. You're so obtuse.
But who are you in love with?
Well, I've always been in love with Rhiannon, the milkmaid,
yes.
And I am going back to presumably see her, but I don't know what it's going to be like. Meanwhile, I have a nut up my butt.
Of course, Alice P. Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I assume she's still up there.
Oh, wait, yeah, and also, because if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, that nut up your butt could be candy? Does that make sense?
Yes, from a certain perspective. Well, no, it's ifs and buts were candies and nuts, then the nut, but the nut refers to the butt, but it's not what's in the butt. So a nut could be something within some, you know, like, you know, they say, if all the boys dipped all their toys inside a piece of plastic, then everyone you knew would come out and be fantastic.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
He's going to be king. I can tell he's going to be king.
Well, it's not going to be easy. I have to defeat my sister and all her minions that are sending all kinds of things. Here, Arnie, stab yourself with this.
Well, TB, if I may, wink, wink, it's not going to be easy to be the king, but it will be good to be the king.
Oh, it's good to be the king,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of responsibility. And right now, you know, Foon is in turmoil. There's the Dark Lord. And, you know, I'll have to decide what to do about the kingdom. This is not what I wanted. Do you know the expression, heavy is the head that wears the crown?
Oh, yes, a famous saying.
Yeah, I've never gotten that. Because I would think that the crown is heavy. Why does the head get heavy?
If there's a heavy crown on a head, then the head itself becomes heavy, right? If the person were to put their chin on something, there's such pressure and force downward because of the heavy crown that therefore, intrinsically, the head becomes heavy?
Yeah, it's sort of like saying, you know, if there's a bunch of people on a boat, then the boat is people. Do you know what I mean? It's like separate, it's a separate thing. It's not the head that's heavy. That sort of betrays like a general simplistic view of the world. It's like, did a child make that, you know?
Well, I think you have to consider all the sort of gifts you've been receiving lately and imagine that not only red peehole dragons would be scuttling their way up there, but there'll be all sorts of demons and things trying to enter your brain, making your head somewhat heavier.
Yeah, I hate to change the subject, but I stabbed myself with this knife. Why did I do that? I'm such a people pleaser.
That's nice, Arnie. We're talking to Tom.
Well, I just want to tell you, you're probably feeling that that knife has been dipped in an unction that was bought off a mountebank, and it's going to decay your leg.
I don't know any of those words except for leg.
Unction, what's your function?
Yeah, if every unction had a function, then you would meet them at the junction.
Or the luncheon.
The junction or the luncheon.
Wait a second. If we're going to accept slant rhymes, these are going to go on forever.
Rhymes are going to go on forever? No.
Arnie, you're the one who said I'm a pee-hole pleaser.
If every unction had a truncheon, it would beat you without compunction.
Ooh. There you go.
Not going to outdo Usador in a word battle. He has a rhyming dictionary, literally. Can you take out your rhyming dictionary?
Sure. Yeah. Give me any word.
Okay. Flabbergasted. Oh, it blew away. It fell off the carriage.
Damn. Damn. I've had that for almost 300 years.
She was flabbergasted when I asked it. Flabbergasted when I asked it. When I asked it. No.
She was flabbergasted when I asked what her ass did.
Ooh, yes. She was flabbergasted when I asked what her ass did.
You didn't need that book at all.
She said, it's clear what my ass did. You don't have to ask it.
That's why he's going to be king.
Now have some fruit. It's in a basket.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. Arnie, if you weren't dying by six different ways, this would be the best day of my life.
Oh, God, why are we such star fuckers? I literally stabbed myself just because a prince told me to do it. And Usador, you said that the most important thing for you to do was to keep me safe.
Yeah.
But as soon as Tom Blaine gives you a different job, you don't care about that anymore. Meanwhile, I'm stabbed and I got a pee hole dragon.
You're not dead, though.
I'm getting there. I can feel it. I'm getting there fast.
Here, come here. Come here. Come here. Let me just hit you with this rock. You feel better?
That's not the healing rock.
Oh, okay.
That
let me get the right
one. That is not the healing
sorry.
Rock.
Sorry. Sorry. That was my bad. Here you go.
That was the cum rock. Remember we have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to remember that.
I mean, it's better.
I'll find it before the end of the episode.
Yes, don't worry about it. We'll find it. My point that I'm trying to make is that everybody's trying to kill me.
Yes.
So I need good companions, boon companions, friends who are by my side, who can stand up for me.
And fortunately, you have happened upon them, for here now the three of us do swear ourselves to naught but protecting the kingdom of Belleroth and its rightful heir, Tom Blaine. And I shall also protect Arnie. I swear that if some of these things that are killing you don't cancel out the other things that are killing you, I'll find some way to stop killing you.
Wow, that's a good friend.
Well, the good news is I'm pretty sure I came out the pee hole dragon, so there's that solved.
All right.
Still haven't addressed the poison at all, and that's from the beginning.
Is that a sentence you ever thought you'd say?
I mean, I always hoped.
Let's have some traveler's lunch. Clear some space before you.
Okay.
Traveler's lunch. Everyone gets a tiny box. Now let's open up and see what we got for traveler's lunch.
All right. Okay, open the box. Oh, it's just a little slip of paper.
Yes, I owe each of you a lunch.
Ah.
And I plan to make good on this sort of thing once I become king. Because right now I don't have a lot of funds. Remember, I've been living as an actor.
Yes, and much of that time you spent living in the forest as a series of bats, so I suppose that's even less lucrative.
And before, when I was pretending to be Krefnin, that doesn't even pay anything.
Wait, what?
On the road, when I first saw you and I was pretending to be Krefnin, that's a free gig.
You were Krefnin?
Well, yes.
No, he's Krefnin. I don't know who Krefnin is.
Hello.
Oh, is that...
My name is Krefnin. How may I be of service?
Oh, Krefnin.
Well, you could tell us where Tom Blaine went, first of all.
And I am Tom Blaine. See, any kind of character I can become. But the difficult thing is, because I've been Krefnin the whole time, I'm also driving.
I was going to ask about that.
I've occasionally heard screaming outside of the carriage, and I was wondering what was the case with that.
Yeah, we went sideways for a minute.
It's not easy, but I've got a lot of training from being 9 different bats at one given time that what you don't notice is it's sort of like sleight of body, is that I draw your attention somewhere else, and then I go quickly to the front of the carriage, make sure we're on the road, and before you've noticed, I'm back here again.
Well, maybe we should just hire Arnie to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm afraid he might die, though.
Yeah, I'd rather not die.
But do you now have a sense of how serious my predicament is?
Yeah, yes. I do. Very, too much.
Okay, wear this hat.
Just look like it would look good on me. Okay.
I don't know. Does that work? Do you guys think that works?
Well, if it does work, he's in trouble because that's a brain-sucking squid.
Ah.
And that was mailed to me with a note that says, wear this hat. Now, I'm not stupid enough to do that.
Sure.
But if I were, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Arnie, it just looks like you have fun long hair.
in 8 little braids.
I know. The tragedy of this is, like, it looks good on me, right? Like, we probably got to get this thing off. I look good.
No, sorry. Sorry. Ernie, pull it off.
I'm trying.
You should be pulling it off.
I feel like it's taking some of my brain with it. Okay, I think I got it off.
Well, that was the worst noise I've ever heard.
I'm going to try eating it. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, never mind. We have a new winner.
This is the kind of vigilance I have to live with. Almost everything everyone sends me is some kind of vicious thing, but I can't ignore everything that is sent to me, because what if something is important? Like, I just opened this, Arnie, I just opened this morning. Put these on your nipples.
They do look like they would look good on my nipples, all right. Wink!
Yes, those are heartworms.
What?
Yeah, so they're burrowing into your body right now to try and eat your heart.
Ouch.
Oh, no. Eat my heart?
Yes, eat your heart out. Terrible.
Arnie, if nipples and worms were triples and perms,
then everyone would have 3 times as much curls.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to be king. Tom, I've got to say, here's the thing. I get that in theory, because you're royalty, you need people to protect you from these things, or like I guess the equivalent of like food tasters. But you definitively know what these things are before you even open them. Like, you don't need me to experience these things. You can just throw them away.
No, I don't need you to. No, I just want you to understand.
I understand. I'm very empathetic.
To just get a sense of, like, how bad this is for me and what I've been living through.
It feels very bad. How many of these actually succeed on you?
Arnie, you're being rude. Put yourself in somebody else's nipple worms. If you just walk a day in somebody else's brain-sucking squid, you would realize that, you know, that some people have it worse than you.
I can't walk for a whole day.
Look, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Nothing has worked on me yet. Nothing has gotten me. I'm not dead. And if I were, you wouldn't know it because I'm a brilliant actor.
Oh, wait. TB Wink gave me a great idea. Arnie, why don't you get better by using your imagination?
Oh.
The most powerful weapon of all.
Imagine that everything's fine and I'm sure you'll be okay.
Okay. Usually my technique is to just, like, just try to not acknowledge that the bad things are happening. I guess, is that some version of that? All right, I'll imagine that this isn't happening to me, that I'm on a different, better podcast.
Hey.
And that it's one where...
What the fuck, Arnie? The way you're imagining makes me want to shoot you dead like a maniac in a park.
No.
Imagine God, better. Imagine better.
I'm trying to imagine I'm on a podcast where I didn't hear that.
Come on, it's easy if you try.
Oh, remember earlier when you sort of said strawberry?
Uh-huh.
Could you say strawberry, strawberry feels? Because I feel like strawberries feel good in your mouth. It's got a nice mouth feel. So, like, strawberry.
Okay, strawberry feels. I mean, how long do I have to say strawberry feels?
I don't know, fucking forever?
Forever? Strawberry feels forever?
Help. He needs somebody. Help. Not just anybody.
Arnie.
Yeah?
I want to hold your hand.
Okay.
Yeah, now grasp it tight. And here, I've been quiet for a while. I've been working on this tincture here in the corner. Uh-huh. Take but a sip of it. It's a status cure-all. Okay. It should alleviate any status that you have.
Any status that I have?
Yeah, like being poisoned or falling asleep or...
Being alive.
Being alive, being paralyzed. Well, having a lot of followers on Twitter, any status that you have.
Whoa, hold on. Am I going to lose my blue check mark if I take this?
Yeah, you might be unverified. I don't know. You want to die?
God. Must be nice. No. Must be nice.
All right. How do you feel?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I've been experiencing all these symptoms for 8 days and I'm weak.
Whoa, Ernie, calm down. You stumbled inside the carriage and it's not even nighttime out.
It's been a hard day's night. Did I do that one right?
No, I'm just saying you're a bit of a day tripper.
Oh!
Here, this tincture that I've made is preventative too, so we should all take some. And I used it using the same magic that allows me to suck mud off of a cartwheel. So I call it vacuum medicine, or for short, vaccine. Here, everyone take some.
Oh, perfect. And may I compliment you on a lovely rollout?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, before I put this in my mouth, let me get this straight. Vacuum medicine. Okay, drop the cum. Drop the... Okay, yeah, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
If I had a gold coin for every time I've heard you say before I put this in my mouth, let me make it straight.
Ah, this is perfect. Thank you, Gasmoinis. I'm feeling so much better. And this will affect Arnie, too? It will help him to not have anything bad happen to him?
Ah, yes, its effects aren't permanent, but I'd say for the next 90 days, you're pretty good shape.
Okay, and that includes the spike he sat on when he first sat down.
Oh, no, that's a physical wound. That's totally different.
Oh.
Okay.
And also, I stabbed myself as well.
Yeah, don't stand up, because then you'll remove the spike. You might want to get Usador to hit you with the rock once we arrive. I think we're getting close to a town that we can camp in for the night.
Yes, I see right ahead here, the town of Arethan.
Oh, Krefnin, Krefnin.
Yep.
Can you pull over here?
Yeah, we're getting close to a town here. Right over. Great. How'd everything go in the back there with you know who, Tom Blaine Belleroff?
Oh, yes, we can't talk about him. It turns out it was you.
What's that?
Turns out it was you.
You're TB, Wink.
Oh, no, not me.
Oh.
No, I'm the real Krefnin that the character is based on.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so he studied me for years.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like he plays me.
Mm-hmm.
So you never met me before. But I'm the real Krefnin that Tom based the character on.
Uh-huh. So we've never met you before, but you asked us how it went back here?
Well, yeah, because I saw you come out of a carriage. Yeah. So if I see a stranger come out of a carriage, I go, hey, how did it go back there?
Checks out.
I don't have to know you to say, how did it go back there?
Yeah, fair point. I can't see any flaw in that logic.
Anytime I see somebody coming out of a bathroom, that's what I usually say. How'd it go back there?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's sort of a double meaning, I guess.
You know, Tom Blaine's performance as you, I guess, is sort of more of an impersonation than like a true performance, which I guess is one way to go with it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know what you mean. I'm a little bit nuanced. I think it would be hard to get me perfectly. But hey, he's a great actor.
Wait a second.
Wouldn't you say he's like the best actor of all time?
The best I've ever seen.
Wait a second.
And so handsome, too.
Oh, very handsome, very handsome, yes.
Isn't it weird how we've never seen TB, Wink, and Krefnin in the same place?
Yeah, I think Krefnin's in love with Tom Blaine Belleroff.
Well, who wouldn't be?
A love square.
Hey there, are you guys talking to Krefnin?
What?
What? Yes, we are.
Now that is uncanny. I don't like it when he does that. You don't like when I do what? I don't like when you're me in front of me. Oh, get over it. I will not. Yeah, you should.
This is incredible. Oh, shit, while they're talking, look, there's a triangle coming up to him.
Oh, you stay away. You're here for Tom. I'm not Tom. I'm Krefnin. No, I'm Krefnin. Now, I think the both of you better calm down because I'm Krefnin. What?
The triangle is Krefnin?
Hold on a second. Now, wait a minute. I'll settle this. You three Krefnins better get out of this road because I'm Krefnin.
I can't believe this. It's a series of Krefnins.
Hold on. Now, just what's going on here? Oh, you stay away, my friend. And scene.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. That was incredible.
That was terrifying and exhausting and brilliant.
Well, that's from my new show, A Series of Krefnins. And I'd just like to congratulate you on getting me just right. Well, thanks, Krefnin. It's been a pleasure to play you. Well, let's shake hands right here so people can see both of our hands right in the middle. Okay, there's no way that I could be you right now. No, I certainly don't think so. Good night, Tom. Good night, Krefnin.
I've never really seen a right hand and a left hand handshake. You know what I mean? Like, it's usually... I don't know. It's weird.
I know this seems irrelevant, but I love how many curtains this carriage has.
Yeah, it's funny how Krefnin only talks out of the right side of the curtain, and then TB Wink only talks out of the left side of the curtain. It's interesting.
Well, good night, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to meet all of you.
Pleasure to meet you, Krefnin.
Well, good night, Krefnin. All right, Krefnin. Have a great night. Okay. Good night, Tom. Good night, Krefnin. Good night, Krefnin. Good night, Tom. Good night, Tom.
Where does one start and the other begin?
Huh. I'm still dying, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found the good rock. Here you go. All better?
Yeah, I think so.
You're going to have a bruise of that rock at you, though.
Yeah, you didn't have to hit me in the dick with it, but... Yeah.
That'll help. But you'll have a bruise. Another one. A different one.
Well, Tom Blaine, thank you so much for giving us a ride to the Northeast. I mean, I hope when we get there, we'll still see you a bit. I know you'll be pretty busy trying to become king.
Trying to retake the throne that is mine. But I need some strong hands, and I've only got two. I'd love to get six more.
I can offer only the two that I have here. And one in my hat.
Yeah, and... Oh, yikes. I don't have any hands, but I have two paws I can lend.
I've got two soft hands. I've never worked a day in my life.
Gentlemen, I think it's only fitting that you join me in my quest to retake the throne and stand by my side. I would be honored if you would allow your staff to join my staff.
The honor would be ours.
And that honor would be mine.
I hereby pledge all three of our lives to your cause, and the honor is entirely ours.
And that honor that's yours, I've just taken it and made it mine.
Yet exponentially more do I feel the honor bound betwixt us, and let the honor there forever be an infinitum growing into the universe.
And yet, my capacity to envelop that honor becomes infinite in and of itself.
Of course, in Tom Blaine, we're going to honor that choice.
Oh, perfect.
So ultimately, we're honoring that choice. So the honor ends
with
us. Oh,
great. No, but just know that I honor that.
Oh, well.
Which we honor.
Yes. No, and I think it should go without saying that I honor that.
Your Majesty, we honor you.
Yes. Well, I'm honored.
Do we have an email?
Oh, yeah. It's been a little while, Your Majesty. Do we call you Tom? Do we call you friend? Do we call you prince? Do we call you king-to-be?
Just call me Tom.
Tom. Oh, I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Tom, do you mind if we do emails?
No, I don't mind at all.
All right. Let's see here.
Thank you, Sovereign.
But since we're in a carriage, could we call them C-mails?
Yes. All right. This email says, hey gang, not sure if you guys discussed this on the show before. You know what? We may not remember. But have you ever pondered starting a traveling band together? You all have the chemistry and most certainly the rock and roll looks needed for the job. And I've heard that badger paws are just perfect for playing the fiddle. Just thought you guys could make some profit off of this. Maybe this band could resolve all the possible economic troubles you may encounter on your quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Stay street, Lois.
Yeah, I could play the fiddle. Arnie, you could play the jugs, meaning you slap my tits and that makes a sound. Yeah. You, sir, could play the spoons.
Ooh.
What else? Your Majesty, do you play an instrument? Surely in your royal court you were raised to learn something.
Well, yes, I did the hypsichord.
What's the hypsichord?
The hypsichord?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a harpsichord, but you wear it on your hip.
Oh.
It's tiny.
Quirky.
Quirky. And then you move it by, like, hopping it around. So it's like a hip-hop lifestyle. But, of course, as, you know, a member of the Cocktickers, my theatre company, my instrument is my voice.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, an actor must learn to sing, because many, many plays are musical plays. If they tell a story about singing people.
Sure. Would you mind singing us one of your songs from one of your plays?
Oh, yes, sure. Is any play in particular?
I'm less familiar with the plays of Foon. Chandra Usador, is there one?
Yes, of course. The Lament of the Four Witches.
Oh, yes. All right. Fellow witches, gather in my tent. I want to settle on a single lament. Oh, Bethilda, I would like to, but there's too many laments to do. Oh, Briganda,
I say to thee, my laments number at least three. Let's settle on one lament. That's the goal on which my life is bent. We should decide on a single lament. That is the goal on which this life is bent.
Wow, so...
No. It's just a lot of the song is in the ancient language of witches.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh. Wow, that was amazing. I mean, it was no goddess's spell, but that was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh, no, goddess's spell is beautiful, yeah.
You know, I want to back up to the email for a second. I'm very offended. Everyone knows that I built a website with Squarespace called usadorrocks.com, R-O-C-K-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this question should already be answered by the other site that I built, usadorrocks, R-O-C-K-Z, which proves that I am very capable at music.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, and that website exists, or someone else should make it because we're very busy.
No, it's out there.
Arnie, who is the email from?
Lois.
Lois, this is your buddy Chunt, and I make you a promise right now. We're going to have a fiddle, the spoons, a beautiful voice, and the jugs, and we're going to start our own Blungrass group.
Thank you for the email, Lois. And hey, if you want us to answer your question on the podcast, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And since we're going to be spending quite a while in the Northeast, if you've got any questions for Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth, the future king, send those as well. magictavern@puppies.supplies. I don't think that's a too subtle way to say we're doing a long story arc in the Northeast and that Tom will be around fairly regularly. Oh, I'm feeling weak. I hope I'm still alive next week.
Every show has a beloved character who reappears every so often and brings with them another series high point. And I'm sure Flower will be back someday soon. In the meantime, English accents, am I right? Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth was played by special guest Steve Waltine. Steve retired from comedy several years ago and hand-carves maple candy sculptures from a roadside stand in Vermont, testing the patience of passers-by with stories about the time he stumped Rush Howell with a Stargate SG-1 reference. Oh, no, wait, that's a different multiverse. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Due to a series of unexpected and whimsical coincidences this week, Ryan DeGiorgi was unable to provide his signature brand of special assistance. And you may notice there was no change in show quality, proving once and for all that... Oh, wait. Here he comes down the street. He's got the assistance with him. He's lifting the blanket from over the basket where the assistance is kept. He's wrangling it. He almost dropped it. No, he just provided the assistance. One day you'll see DeGiorgi. Right after I break the spirit of that house cat.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
and the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.